During the century after Verrazano, Europeans were regular visitors to the Dawn Land, usually fishing, sometimes trading, occasionally kidnapping natives as souvenirs. Verrazano had grabbed one himself, a boy of about 8. By 1610, Britain alone had about 200 vessels operating off Newfoundland and New England. Hundreds more came from France, Spain, Portugal, and Italy. With striking uniformity, these travelers reported that New England was thickly settled and well defended. In 1605 and 1606, Samuel de Champlain, the famous explorer, visited Cape Cod, hoping to establish a French base. He abandoned the idea. Too many people already lived there. A year later, Sir Ferdinando Gorges, British despite the name, tried to found a community in Maine. It began with more people than the Pilgrims' later venture in Plymouth and was better organized and supplied. Nonetheless, the local Indians, numerous and well-armed, killed 11 colonists and drove the rest back home within months. Many ships anchored off Patuxent. Martin Pring, a British trader, camped there with a crew of 44 for 7 weeks in the summer of 1603, gathering sassafras. The species was common in the cleared, burned-over areas at the edge of Indian settlements. To ingratiate themselves with their hosts, Pring's crew regularly played the guitar for them. The Indians had drums, flutes, and rattles, but no string instruments. Despite the entertainment, the Patuxent eventually got tired of the foreigners camping out on their land. Giving their guests a subtle hint that they should be moving on, 140 armed locals surrounded their encampment. Next day, the Patuxent burned down the woodlands where Pring and his men were working. The foreigners left within hours. Some 200 Indians watched them from the shore, politely inviting them to come back for another short visit. Later, Champlain, too, stopped at Patuxent, but left before wearing out his welcome. Tisquantum probably saw Pring, Champlain, and other European visitors, but the first time Europeans are known to have affected his life was in the summer of 1614. A small ship hove to, sails aflap. Out to meet the crew came the Patuxent. Almost certainly the sachem would have been of the party. He would have been accompanied by his pinnace, including Tisquantum. The stranger's leader was a sight beyond belief, a stocky man, even shorter than most of the foreigners, with a voluminous red beard that covered so much of his face that he looked to Indian eyes more beast than human. This was Captain John Smith, of Pocahontas fame.